Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you once again for listening to Comic Talk today. I am Dustin, bringing you your Comic Talk headlines for January 17th, 2019, and we are doing the proper headlines mostly. Now we're jumping into TV streaming, and for TV, we have a couple of things to talk about. First of which being The Watchmen. It looks like, though HBO is saying this is not the case, there is a lot of evidence pointing to the fact that we will not be getting a season 2 for The Watchmen. Showrunner and main producer Damon Lindelof has left the project, is gone, is no longer doing Watchmen, is doing something else, and again, all signs point to they're not going to find anybody to replace it, because the statements that they've made in the past have been, well, it's Lindelof's project, so if Lindelof wants to keep doing it, then we'll keep doing it. But if he wants to move on to something else, then we're going to move on to something else. Has largely been the story from HBO upper-ups since the project has been announced. So that is kind of where it, but again, HBO says that this is not the case. They are going to try and continue the series. I just don't see that being the actual case. Next, we are talking about the Green Lantern. Yes, we did get a little bit of a tease on the end of Crisis on Infinite Earths, and that little bit of tease has led directly into HBO Max saying we will see Sinestro in the series. So that is going to be the basis for that. There are some rumors surrounding this, and we'll get to those in the rumor mill. But next, we are talking about the other DC update that we got within the last week or so, and that is Aquaman sequel. That's right, Aquaman sequel, but we're in TV streaming because it's going to be an animated series. It is going to be produced by James Wan, though directed by has not been stated. Also, who is going to provide the voice cast for the animated series has not been announced, so we don't know if Momoa is going to be returning as the voice of Aquaman or if he'll only be back for the Aquaman 2 movie. That is, it's not been announced, but we do know Wan is going to produce. We also know it is only going to be 3 episodes, and each episode is going to be a standalone story. So it's not going to be one big arc. It's just going to be hour-long episodes that fill out the world. I don't know what the purpose of that is. I don't know why you would anthologize the story. It just doesn't seem to make sense to me. But it is what it is. That's the way they're going with it. And then the last piece we have in TV is kind of a sad one, potentially. Though, it really depends on how you look at it. So if you're a fan of Mindhunter on Netflix, then you got a little bit of bad news over the last couple of days, because the main cast, and therefore all the cast, has been let go of their contracts because David Fincher has been kind of taking on a lot of projects, and Mindhunter isn't exactly his most important project at the moment, it would seem, because he's working on his first feature-length film for Netflix, which I'm intrigued because it's Fincher. He's also working on season 2 for Love, Death, and Robots, which was amazing. If you watched the first season, then you know. If you haven't watched the first season, what are you doing with your life? Go watch that. So that is where Fincher's at, and they've just kind of said, because he's doing these other projects for us, we didn't feel like it was good to keep the cast on when we don't know when season 3 is happening, if season 3 is going to happen. So it is on indefinite hiatus, which kind of sucks because Mindhunter was a pretty good series. But that is all we have for television news. Now let's move quickly into movie news. I say quickly because we have one piece of movie news, and that is Corey Taylor. Corey Taylor, lead singer for Slipknot and Stone Sour, is finally venturing into the film world. Properly, he is going to be producing and directing alongside with Tom Savini, who, if you don't know, is a longtime horror movie special effects artist and makeup artist. He will be directing and producing, and he actually is part of the writing staff, if not the only writer, for the script of his very first horror movie, which is kind of intriguing. I don't know if it's going to be great, because I've seen some of the other stuff that Corey's done, and it's kind of hit and miss. More hits than misses, but still, there's a couple of misses in there. So it could be amazing, or it could be a giant dumpster fire. Don't know for certain, but that is all we have for movies. Rumor mill news, we've got Doctor Strange 2. The news around Doctor Strange 2 that we kind of sort of covered on our dim period is that the director, Scott Derrickson, has left the project officially. And the rumor is that part of the reason, if not the main reason that he left, is because he bumped heads with Feige. Feige's trying to push... It would seem, anyway, Feige is trying to push a narrative, a social narrative, instead of an art narrative. So Feige wants, and really my different sources are very different politically, so some of the sources are saying that it's a diversity push, and some of the sources are saying he just wanted a different villain for his movie, and Feige said, no, we're doing Scarlet Witch as the villain, which is a very interesting choice. Considering, you know, Multiverse of Madness and then House of M in the comic books, and like that actually sounds like it could be amazing. I don't understand how people are assuming this is a diversity push when Scarlet Witch is kind of an epic story piece from the comic books. Why would that? I don't know. I don't get it. Anyway. So that's that rumor. Next, we have a Hawkeye rumor that Disney is doing what they can to deny, though I wouldn't say there's an adamant denial about it. Hawkeye, the series, seems to be indefinitely shelved as well. With Jeremy Renner's personal life kind of in turmoil, Disney seems to be saying, all right, dude, take care of you. If you get it taken care of in a satisfactory manner, we will then do the Hawkeye series. Though Disney's official statement is that it is not on indefinite hiatus, it's just being delayed slightly. We'll see if it happens or when it happens. Next rumor is one that's going to send the Star Wars fan base into a fit. Jar Jar Binks is rumored to be in the Obi-Wan series. An old, elderly, statesman-style Jar Jar Binks with a beard, apparently. Seems very strange. I don't know how believable this is, but it is a rumor, and we're talking about it now. That's all I got on that one, though. Next is a super interesting one. We have NBC Universal, their Peacock streaming service, is reportedly going to be rebooting Quantum Leap. Again, this is a rumor, so casting and all of that is very much up in the air, if it's even happening at all, but really fun to think about, because that's one of the earliest science fiction series that I can remember that was on broadcast television that was super, super popular, and being a big sci-fi nerd, I'm totally on board for this. Next is a video game. We didn't have any video game news, but we definitely have video game rumors. Video game rumor about Horizon Zero Dawn. It seems that they are working on a port for the PC version of Horizon Zero Dawn, which is well and good. Just give it to me on the Xbox, guys. Come on. And our final rumor for the episode, and kind of closing the episode off, is Star Wars. Knights of the Old Republic is going to be getting a revisit. Not a video game revisit, but a movie and potentially a series revisit. So Disney Plus is rumored to be working on a series based on the Knights of the Old Republic game, as well as Disney Lucasfilm is working on a movie based in that time as well. So this is technically post the last rumored movie series that they're working on as far as the Star Wars timeline goes. So but then also pre the Skywalker saga, so we might get a, instead of a youngish Yoda, we'll get a middle-aged Yoda, and maybe we'll see the other character from Yoda's race in this movie series or Disney Plus series. Who knows? A lot of stuff is super fun to talk about and think about, but we won't know until it happens or until Disney officially makes the announcements. But that is the end of the rumors, guys. And that does it for this episode of Comic Talk Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then check out nerdylegion.com for all of the other podcasts that we provide, all in the same nerdy vein, similar nerdy vein, I guess. Or you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy, for a deeper dive into these specific things, plus much more nerdy action, all again on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thanks for listening, nerds, and we will see you next time.